5.5 Fix 106.
Fix 106 is now broadcasting in HD digital.
Thanks for joining the 40th anniversary celebration of the music of Creedence Clearwater Revival, which Fantasy Records has marked with the re-release of the band's first six albums. All have been remastered and packed with bonus tracks. Looking back at the Creedence catalog, seven albums released over 5 years, singer John Fogerty says his favorite is their third, Green River.
I've long said that that's my favorite album from the Creedence era, and probably my favorite song from that era too. Green River was in fact a place called Poudre Creek up in Northern California by Winters. They dammed up that creek a little later in my childhood and created Lake Berryessa. But in the days when I was going there as a 4 and 5 year old, it was just this really lazy country creek. It's the place where I learned how to swim. It's the place where I first caught pollywogs. There was a rope hanging from the tree there, and they had a few cabins you could rent. And the place was kind of run by an old guy whose name was Cody. And it was rumored he was a direct descendant of Buffalo Bill. And all those elements are in my song.
The title track from CCR's third album, Green River. The song peaked at number 2, their third consecutive song to hit that slot, but the album became their first number 1 seller in September of 1969. The summer of 69 saw Creedence on the road, highlighted by appearances at festivals, including the Atlanta Pop Festival, the Atlantic Pop Festival, and the granddaddy of them all, Woodstock. Drummer Doug Clifford.
We were the number one concert draw in the world at that point in time, and nobody wanted to touch it because these guys were not professional promoters. They were just hippies with this peace and love concept. We knew that it would probably be disastrous from the production side and from every side, but we just liked them. And we said, okay, we were the first major act to sign. Once we signed, all the other bands fell into place.
Bassist Stu Cook.
Well, the Woodstock Festival was the whole thing taken to the nth degree, you know. We left Los Angeles, flew all night to get to Boston, took another plane to some other town, took a helicopter in. It was a Holiday Inn, I believe, where all the artists were being stashed, and there was a nonstop party going on when we arrived there. And after joining in with that briefly, we elected to go out to the site. We didn't know how far behind schedule the show was running, so when we planned to play and come back. and continue with the party. But we got out there and saw how far behind the schedule was. We were stuck out there at that point and didn't have sort of a mini base camp of our own out there. So Bill Graham's people took us in, a guy named Barry Imhoff, who used to work with Bill, took us in, fed us, sheltered us. And we finally went on about 3 in the morning after the Grateful Dead finished. And by then, believe me, the audience was sound asleep. So however we played, I think it was good enough to be in the movie. Nobody was amazing. There was a lot of good performances there. John didn't feel our performances were good enough to be in the movie or on the album. I disagree.
Recorded in Hamburg, Germany in September 1971, that's the three-piece version of Creedence and Lodi, one of the 22 bonus tracks spread over the re-release of the band's first 6 albums. It's like having 22 gifts in honor of the band's 40th anniversary. 1969 was CCR's most productive year. They outsold the Beatles thanks to releasing 6 songs, which made the Billboard Hot 100, and 4 cracked the top 10. They also performed the Herculean feat of putting out 3 studio albums. The 3rd of those made its way into stores in November, and like the Fab Four did 2 years earlier with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Creedence's Willie and the Poor Boys was centered around the mythical band, which CCR posed as on the album's cover. Down on the Corner, the lead track off Willie and the Poor Boys, debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 on November 8, 1969. 8 days later, on November 16th, Creedence Clearwater Revival made their first appearance on the hugely influential Ed Sullivan Show. Here's Doug Clifford.
Yeah, it was our first time on Ed Sullivan's show, and we were scared to death, and 30 million people watching live, and the last rock and roll band he had a couple weeks before was the Rolling Stones, and they got drunk, put their beer cans in the toilet, and crapped on top of that, and they were obnoxious, and they were the Rolling Stones, you know? So they were really coming down on us, and we were always yes or no, sir. We were referred to by our peers as the Boy Scouts of rock and roll, and I'm proud of that, quite frankly.
Creedence did two songs on Sullivan, Down on the Corner and Fortunate Son.
When it was being born as a song, it was born out of a lot of anger and resentment, and I would say almost primal rage at the situation, which had repeated itself again in the 60s. It's been going on since two guys got together and decided to be an army. And the one guy said, well, I'm more privileged than you, so you go fight and I'll stay home. You know, where the people with privilege don't have to fight and die. And yet the lesser privileged people, meaning the peasants, all got to go off and put it on the line for whatever cause the big boys have decided is worthy of guys dying for.
John's brother, the late Tom Fogerty.
Especially in terms of the way John would write, I think he was thinking not to just write the same old kind of love song, you know. We played around with a few love songs like Susie Q and I Put a Spell on You, those kind of songs. But when John chose to write, he seemed to want to get deeper into what was going on at the time in the late 60s, you know, and a lot of it had to do with the plight of the working man and young people, men and women who were confronted with the war and how it was affecting them in a lot of ways, and he chose to write about that.
From the 40th anniversary edition of Willie and the Poor Boys, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son.
This was quite a shock to a guy in his 20s, full of all the idealism of the 60s, and now kind of seeing Richard Nixon and Haldeman and the rest of them.
That's next. We'll be right back.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, the 40th Anniversary Edition reissues.
It ain't me, it ain't me.
Six classic albums, all digitally remastered. And featuring rare or previously unreleased bonus tracks. Rock and roll as it should be. Creedence Clearwater Revival, the 40th Anniversary Edition reissues. All six CDs now available at Best Buy.
This is Little Steven. Let me turn you on to some great rock and roll in the Underground Garage Sunday nights at 9 on Pix 106.
In today's economic